Hello?
Oh, hi, Paul. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I was just following up regarding your account and to let you know that they were going to cancel the website, TongaConstruction.com. And if you wanted to keep the site, there's an offer where you could do that for just the hosting of $49 monthly.
I don't think I have anything that benefit from the website because nobody just call me or something.
Well, I listened to some of the calls on the website. There was a Kent Libby that you had scheduled to come out to his house at 12:30 and you forgot to write it down, so he called you the next day and you had rescheduled to come in for the estimate. And then there was a Lewis Alex on 124th Street. And then there was a lady named Alicia. Let me see. Alicia Terry. She said that she got a quote after talking to you for removing an existing concrete driveway and replacing it with new concrete. And she was filling out the form on your website because she wanted you to, book that service. So there is a lot of activity going on your dashboard that's coming through the, the website and the call tracking number that we provided for you. Have you been on your dashboard at all, Paul?
Huh?
Did you ever go on your dashboard to look at these results yourself?
No.
No? Oh, no wonder. So you're not aware. You're getting some solid work out of this, but I just don't think you're aware of it. But, yeah, being that it's 2024, at bare minimum, you at least need a website. And especially since we got you TongaConstruction.com, that's very beneficial because let's say this site cancels and in 6 months you want to buy a new site, maybe only construction company PaloAlto.com is available, your business name will no longer be available, and that probably will affect you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you want to keep the site for $49, and then you could go on the dashboard and look at the results and see if you want to reinstate the rest of the program later?
Yeah, but not now.
Okay. When are you thinking?
Can you start next month? On the first?
I can't start it on the first only because your invoice is past due, $149 from April 30th. On May 30th, that will reoccur to $298. So if I change the billing to $49 now, what I can do, and you don't have to pay it today, let's say that you need a week or so, but let's say you pay it on May 25th, I can then push the next billing out to June 25th, and that way you wouldn't have to worry about having two payments close together. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. So just try to get it done before the 30th of this month because that's when the next payment will hit. Do you want me to maybe call you tomorrow on Friday or maybe next week Friday? What are you thinking?
Yes, next week Friday.
Next week Friday. Okay, you got it. I'm fixing the invoice for you now to just $49, and then we'll call you next Friday, and then hopefully you can take care of it then, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a nice weekend coming up, too.
Sure. Yeah,
all right, thanks, Paul. Bye.
Bye.